Chapter 23. Lexi stood at the altar facing Jack, her heart flooding with warmth at the loving look in his honey brown eyes. So far, everything had gone off without a hitch, even though she'd almost missed her own rehearsal dinner the night before. This morning, she'd arrived in her pink limo to find the church smothered in flowers and overflowing with guests. She'd had a few last-minute jitters, which Cassie helped soothe, and she'd had to fight back tears when her father walked her down the aisle and handed her over to Jack. But otherwise, everything was perfect. And here she stood next to Jack in her $5 million wedding gown. Lexi glanced out at the guests. Her parents and Jack's parents sat in the front row proudly. Even Detective Davies had shown up and was sitting right up front in the second row. Lexi shot her a quick smile. The detective proved that she did have a heart when she let Lexi wear the wedding dress on the condition that she handed over right after the wedding. Lexi's smile faltered as she pictured Davies trying to rip the dress off her as soon as the reception ended. Davies did look cute, though, in a tan suit with matching tan suede shoes. Lexi did a double take at the shoes. Were those Jimmy Choo's? Lexi leaned forward to get a better look at Davy's shoes. Was that a bloodstain on one of them? And if it was, how did Davies get her other shoe? She frowned up at Davies, who smiled and gave her a quick wink, then brushed the leaf that Lexi mistook for a bloodstain from the tip of her shoe. Apparently, they had the same taste in shoes.
Miss Baker.
The minister's voice caught her attention. Lexi straightened and whipped her head back toward the minister. Oh, sorry, what? The minister looked back down at his book.
I was saying, do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Did she? Lexi's heart fluttered in her chest as she suddenly realized the enormous commitment she was about to make. She tried to picture them growing old together. What would that life be like? Did she want to spend the rest of her life with Jack? Lexi looked over at Jack, then at the minister, then at all her guests. When she looked back at Jack again, she knew the answer. She turned to the minister and said, I do.